Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The Internet Laggards. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. With so much talk of Web 2.0, social networking, and even internet addiction, it's important to remember that a very large percentage of Americans have never gone online. John Barrett with research firm Parks Associates says about one-fifth of the U.S. adult population doesn't do email, has never Googled anything, never visited a website. Barrett says the digital divide is closing, but very slowly. And he divides the offline population into two groups.
One group of people that don't subscribe because they access the internet on a regular basis outside of the home. They don't subscribe at home, but they have access at work, they have access at libraries and other places like that. Another group that's fairly distinct from that is largely older, 65 plus, incomes tend to be a little bit lower. The internet came along kind of late in their life, and they were so used to kind of writing letters and doing things the old-fashioned way, they just don't really see much of a need to change now.
I'm curious in these numbers if you count internet access by mobile device as having internet access at home.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We actually haven't looked at it in the sense of mobile devices. Those are getting to be fairly common, and the people that have kind of these BlackBerries and smartphones, they're going to be, if there's any overlap, is going to be in the group that only accesses the internet outside of the home, as opposed to the older adults. It's hard for me to envision grandma having a BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's true. But when you look at other groups that have been slower to go online, Latinos, for example, that group's adoption of mobile devices that can connect to the internet is really high now. And so, when you measure who's online, who has internet access at home, you really need to look at mobile devices, not desktop computers.
Sure. And I suspect that you do have segments of society that are out there. But again, I suspect that these are the ones that have some familiarity with the internet. They know what it is and they know how to use it. It's just largely a factor of pricing that's keeping them away from it. While, again, there's another distinct group out there that they just don't even really know what it does.
Why do you think most folks would probably be a little surprised when you told them how many people are still offline?
Yeah, and I think what you're really observing with that is I've seen these statistics where if you have a PhD, for example, most of the people have a PhD, and you tend to think that everybody has a PhD. On the other hand, if you didn't graduate from high school, statistically speaking, most of the people didn't graduate from high school, and so you tend to think that nobody did. And I think for those of us that are kind of in the majority in the sense that we are using the internet, we probably don't know anybody that doesn't use the internet, and it's hard for us to imagine getting by a day, let alone a week or a month or a lifetime without using it. But nonetheless, there are, these pockets of society out there where it is something that is, seen as optional, and it's something that's not important enough to really kind of overcome the obstacles to adoption.
John Barrett, research director at Parks Associates. Barrett says half of those who have never used email are older than 65. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.